Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. There's an official Florida Panthers watch party at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park on January 14th. So it's going to be January before you know it, Wednesday. And then January 14th, Funky Buddha Tap Room, Oakland Park, Florida Panthers official watch party. If you're going to the Panthers game tonight, going to see the Panthers Rangers tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena, you can stop by Funky Buddha Tap Room there, right across from Pantherland. Enjoy yourself a nice little beverage. You were telling me during the break, but I want you to do this on the air. So Wednesday, tomorrow we're off. Josh Appel, Crowder will be back tomorrow. Josh Appel will join him. Wednesday, you'll get a best of. There's a Hurricanes men's basketball game before us. And then after the basketball game, you'll have a best of Hawk and Crowder for New Year's Day. Then Thursday, we're off again. Josh Appel will be in, and we'll be back with you on Friday. So Solana was looking, he said, for maybe some new best of segments that we haven't, you know, put into our best of spreadsheet yet, which is pages and pages long. And so he was looking through the YouTube playlist from this year. And what'd you ask me?
Yeah, I said, what do you think our most watched videos were about? And I'm not just saying like one, I'm saying top 10.
From 2024?
From 2024.
I'm going to say Leo Messi.
Every single one is Leo Messi. Every single one.
That's unbelievable. Not shocking, because we know the numbers. Whenever we post a video where we're discussing Leo Messi, I'm guessing because of the way you tag him.
How do people find it
otherwise? He's the biggest star in the world of sports, no?
By far.
Yeah.
Him and Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't think it comes close.
It's so worldwide.
Right.
It's consumed by so many people worldwide that whenever we post a video talking about Leo Messi, the views are in the thousands to hundreds of thousands. And when we talk Panthers, which is my favorite thing to talk about, nothing. Bupkis.
Nothing. Even Hurricanes, like, doesn't do very well.
Gino Toretta does okay sometimes.
He does. But the only video that got real traction regarding Cam Ward, I mean, we're talking best Hurricane season in two decades, was after the Canes beat UF, and I put together that montage ripping Crowder after he questioned Cam Ward for an entire offseason.
Yeah.
But the funny part about this is that all of our videos regarding Leo Messi is just me in headlines trying my absolute best to talk soccer and talk Messi and talk Suarez, and you and Crowder acting like total buffoons regarding soccer and then just making fun of me for even trying to bring it up.
A formula that works.
Yeah, it really does. Well, the numbers prove. It works.
So Wednesday, all Messi segments?
100%. Inter Miami show. Best of Hawk and Crowder. Some of our Javon Holland stuff from a year ago did very well.
Yeah. When I told him that it's Sherbet, not Sherbert.
Mm, of course.
Very big moment from the show.
Of course.
You want to do game balls from this weekend?
Yeah, I'm down. Let's do it.
Because, you know, Mike McDaniel, he loves to give out the game balls. Oh, we played that audio earlier.
Loves it. Loves to give out a game ball. Absolutely.
Anthony Weaver got a game ball. I mean, everybody gets a game ball.
Everybody gets a game ball.
Well, let's give some out.
This is a team moment, okay? That's a big, big win for this team.
This game ball is for the team. But I got to say this.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy the victory, but we got to come prepared next week, man.
Every team has to strap up against us, and that's all we wanted. There's something special about this unit, and today is a prime example. Tyreek Hill. Mm. Game ball.
Hey, how about Tua? Get in here and break us down.
Nobody's getting a game ball.
Remember, Dolphins could not re-sign Andrew Van Ginkel because Mike McDaniel gave away so many game balls they didn't have Van Ginkel in the budget.
Priorities.
100% true. Listen, I'm going to be hokey here. My game ball is legit. It goes to Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
Because we talk about it. John Michaels is going to join us. The Hurricane season ends with a loss in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. But the Hurricane season also came to this thud of a finish with the Syracuse game. Who was it? Vatek that they lost to as
Georgia
well?
Georgia Tech.
It just was what it was. You know, we were having fun, then the rug got pulled out from us. But Calais Campbell is a tried and true Miami Hurricane. This dude came to the Dolphins. I remember when they announced that they were signing him, you were highly critical of it. You thought he was washed. He was entering his 17th season.
I proclaim Calais Campbell would be a situational type defender and probably only play third downs, and I poo-pooed the entire idea of him being signed by Miami.
And this dude was a monster this season and was a monster yesterday. And for that reason, my game ball goes to Calais Campbell.
Well, Jimmy? Deserved. Well deserved.
I'm going to give it to Snoop Huntley.
That was my second choice.
You don't want to give it to Sam Darnold again?
No.
Hawk, honest to God, Jimmy, I mean, he's just... We spent an entire commercial break with me trying to explain to him why tonight's Lions-Niners game just doesn't matter. Like, next week, Lions-Vikings, winner of that game, no matter what happens tonight, is the one seed. They win the division.
Well, I think the Lions can wrap it up tonight, though.
No, they can't.
I believe they can't.
No, they cannot. We went through this where Jimmy was trying to convince me otherwise, but
I did the research.
I have
from the NFL here.
Right.
Week 18.
But the NFL's
scenario.
The NFL's scenarios that they sent down that email are wrong.
The NFL has it wrong and you have it right?
I have it right.
Okay. All right.
You're not riding with me on this one?
Well, I mean...
Hawk, I have never been more sure about anything in my entire life. They flexed for Sunday Night Football next week. They flexed Vikings Lions to Sunday Night Football because even if the Lions win today, if the Vikings beat them next week, they're the one seed. So this game literally, like, the Niners today can't even play spoiler to the Lions.
Okay.
On Monday Night Football.
Well, what if the Niners win tonight?
Then the Lions can still take the one seed. It all comes down to next week because the Vikings won yesterday.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say I'm 100% sure, but I did do my research on this prior to coming into today's show, and everything points to that as well. Everybody's tweets point to next week.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I'm reading the NFL email here. If Detroit beats San Francisco on Monday Night Football in Week 17, which is tonight, then Detroit needs to win or tie.
Right.
In order to win the NFC. And if Detroit loses tonight, they have to win.
Correct. So
if they lose tonight, they can, if they win tonight, a tie against Minnesota the following week would get them in as well.
But Dan Campbell would rather go out there and fist fight. Who's the Vikings
He would
head coach
insist
again?
On losing before he would take right. a tie.
Who's the Vikings head right? coach again? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I would pay money to see that, though. Like, instead of having the Lions and Vikings play, just let, is it Kevin O'Connell?
Kevin O'Connell
and Dan Campbell in a ring, 8 rounds. No gloves.
Both big fellows.
Winner gets the one seed.
Money's on Dan Campbell.
For those of you who weren't listening earlier, if you ever wondered what a coach like Dan Campbell and Mike McDaniel would be, I'm working on this character. Mike McDan Campbell.
My game ball, by the way, goes to Mike McDaniel. I'm going to pull Stephen Ross here because I've been ripping this dude all year. But finally, with your starting quarterback out, and it coming at somewhat of a surprise, because I feel like they all thought Tua was going to play. At least that's the way it felt up until Saturday. Yeah. You were able to not look incompetent. And you went out, and I don't care if the Browns suck or not, you capped off, since week 10, a 6-2 record. Only the Chiefs have more wins in the AFC since week 10. 6-2 to put yourself at least in a situation where week 18 matters. And as much as I told you earlier, as much as I'm down to have the conversation about Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, and Tua, and how this roster was built incorrectly, I've been doing it all year, put that aside for a week. They should be celebrated. He should be celebrated for turning this season around.
All right, game balls. Let's get a quick look at the headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Regarding Tua Tagovailoa, Mike McDaniel, the aforementioned Dolphins head coach, did speak to the media today. And I don't want to say we got more clarity on Tua Tagovailoa's injury, because it doesn't really seem like we got clarity on it, but it just sounds like the Dolphins are trying not to say exactly what it is that would keep Tua out regarding this hip injury. But
he's obviously got significant hip pain.
Yeah.
It did not dissipate over the week. It's gotten worse over the last few weeks based on a couple of hits that he's taken, and it seems like he's been able to tough it out every week. But it's gotten worse and worse, and it seems like he's really limited in his mobility. And Mike McDaniel essentially said he would have been a sitting duck back there.
Yeah.
And we don't want to do that to him. Obviously, you don't want him to be able to not be able to move back there. The guy's got a propensity for concussions as well. So you don't want to just have a target there. So they kept him out. My guess is he gets kept out this coming Sunday, and he's available for the playoffs if indeed they make the playoffs.
Yeah, they realize the hip injury is a little more severe than they thought previously.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, they're watching him, obviously, in practice. He probably can't move.
Yeah. Did you see that the Dolphins 2025 regular season opponents were released?
I did.
So your home games next year, Bills, win. Patriots, win. Jets, that's a win. Ravens, Bengals, Chargers, three more wins. Saints, Buccaneers, Commanders. Those are your home games. That's a pretty good schedule there. You get Burrow, Lamar, Herbert, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield, all at Hard Rock Stadium next year.
17-0.
Boom. The Dolphins apparently are also, I saw this report, I don't know how accurate it is, but it doesn't surprise me, they're set to play a home game at the Santiago Bernabeu, the home of Jimmy's favorite club, Real Madrid, in Madrid, Spain, next season. Heat won last
Dolphins
night.
Right now to reach the playoffs on the Hard Rock Bet app. Dolphins to reach the playoffs. Yes is plus 575. No is minus 950.
It's worth taking
Broncos
a flyer.
Are the favorite to make the playoffs at minus 550.
If you feel strongly about it, you parlay Dolphins to make the playoffs, Chiefs money line, right? And Broncos
to
no.
make the playoffs.
Like, genuinely, yeah. If there's somebody
I don't know if they would
there,
let you parlay that, but I see what you're saying.
All right, you bet all three.
Yeah.
The Heat, they did win last night. Tyler Hero thrown to the court by Amen Thompson.
Told you to. Today's Tyler Day.
Yes, sir.
Tyler Hero, Tyler Huntley.
They're off until Wednesday, the 1st, and the Panthers, they will play the New York Rangers tonight, Amerant Bank Arena, final game of 2024 for the Florida Panthers. That'll be at 7. Doug Plagans will be on the call with Billy Lindsay right here on your home for the Florida Panthers.
Place is going to be packed tonight, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. Hawk, that is your weather.
Very good.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Hopefully there will be some good vibes at the Amerant Bank Arena tonight. You can enjoy some Funky Buddha there, and hopefully Panthers will get back on the winning track tonight. You can hear the Panthers-Rangers game here this evening, 7 p.m. on 560 WQAM. Larry Bluestein, South Florida High School Sports Report, is going to be on after us. So the holiday schedule, we want you to enjoy your holiday week. We're going to do the same. Josh Appel will be hosting the show tomorrow. You'll have a best of Hawk and Crowder on Wednesday. Josh Appel once again on Thursday. And then me, Crowder, Solana, and Jimmy this coming Friday for a Football Friday leading into a very, very important weekend of NFL football with a Dolphins playoff appearance potentially up there for the taking. And we'll talk about it on Friday. So I do want to say for a second here, being that this is my last show of 2024, everyone who tunes in for 5 minutes or 4 hours a day, or 5 minutes a week or 20 hours a week to this show, I appreciate you. We all appreciate you. You know, we goof around a lot on the show, but we do take our 4 hours every day seriously, and we try to bring you entertaining radio, has a backbone of sports, but we just try to entertain you for 4 hours a day, and we love the people who participate on the text line and via Twitter and Instagram and Blue Sky and wherever else you reach out to us. We do appreciate you. We probably don't say it enough, but we do. And it's the end of the year. And obviously I appreciate Crowder and Solana and Jimmy and the effort that they put in, Dan Day, the effort that they put in on this show. But without the listeners, without the people who download the podcast and watch the video clips on YouTube, we wouldn't be doing this 10 years after we started. It's a long run in one day part on radio nowadays, and we're still doing it, and we plan to do it for many more years. So I wanted to take a moment at the end of the year here just to thank all y'all for listening and being a part of the Hawkman and Crowder and Solana and Jimmy Garcia universe, because it is genuinely appreciated. So I drink a Funky Buddha to everyone who listens to us, whether it's casually or voraciously every week. We do appreciate it. Like I said, Larry Bluestein is coming up next, then Panthers hockey after that. So everybody have a great and safe week. Have a great and safe New Year's. Go Panthers. Go Heat. We'll get it all together by Friday. We'll be back. We'll reconvene, and we'll talk some Dolphins Jets leading into the weekend. So everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Have a great and safe New Year's. We will speak with you el viernes.